Misery and Splendor by Robert Haas. Summoned by conscious recollections, she would be smiling. They might be in a kitchen talking, before or after dinner. But they are in this other room. The window has many small panes, and they are on a couch, embracing. He holds her as tightly as he can. She buries herself in his body. Morning, maybe it is evening. Light is flowing through the room. Outside, the day is slowly succeeded by night, succeeded by day. The process wobbles wildly and accelerates, weeks, months, years. It is light in the room, does not change. So it is plain what is happening. They are trying to become one creature, and something will not have it. They are tender with each other. Afraid their brief, sharp cries will reconcile them to the moment when they will fall away again. So they rub against each other, their mouths dry, then wet, then dry. They feel themselves at the center of a powerful and baffled will. They feel they are an almost animal washed up on the shore of a world, or huddled against the gate of a garden to which they can't be admitted, and they will never be admitted.